At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Okay. We're here.
There we are.
Wow. Technology, man. You know what's funny is, like, there's all this stuff coming out of robots and fucking cabs and electric this and rockets catching each, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fucking computer doesn't work after
and
that.
And now, yeah, our normal fucking computer is like, shit, buttons don't work, and then you got to restart shit, and then it doesn't recognize things, and
you know,
then you got to redo that, and then it's like, what
you
the
think
fuck?
At this point we'd get to the stage in life and technology where you don't have to restart something all the time. You know
you'd
what I mean?
You'd think.
It is what it is, though. I guess when something runs all the time, it happens.
Yeah.
They don't know what we're talking about. But hey, you know, it's just like the little buttons weren't working. And,
yeah.
Anyways, thanks for joining us. It's a little late.
Yeah.
Oh, you're cracking one open. All right.
It is what it is.
No Greg today, guys. Got some family stuff to do, obviously. So we're here. We're just
going
to
shoot
the shit.
If you guys have noticed from the beginning, it's Big Ron's birthday.
Big Ron. This is B-Day. They're doing B-Day dinner.
Yeah, they're doing a B-Day dinner tonight.
Happy birthday to Big Ron. I miss that guy, man. Spent a lot of time over the years with that dude, and genuinely nice guy. It's funny, we were playing on the phone the other day, and I was looking up Alex, our friend Al's farts.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I had recorded for some reason the episode that we did at our house with Big Ron and Flower Val.
Oh yeah.
And we were just listening to it, and I was
you
like,
"You had it on your phone."
I don't know why. I don't know why I recorded it, but it was Alex. I think it was the one where he was shitting on the cat. I'm pretty sure that was the story, but. I'm going to leave it at that. If you haven't heard it, too bad. You know what I'm saying? He definitely did something like that. So anyways, good to be here, man. I missed most of last week. I missed it. I missed you guys. Work, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking sucks, man. It sucks. It is what it is. Unfortunately, that, you know, I have to work those later shifts now every once in a while.
But, yeah.
So I'll make it when I can. And, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully it gets better soon. But if not, you guys will do shows without me sometimes, and I'll be here when I can. And. But with that said, lots of stuff happened over the past week.
Lots of cool stuff.
Well, interesting stuff.
I think it's cool.
Some of it's cool. Some of it's, you know, I want to get into this because we were talking about, you know, obviously there was I think it's kind of a hoaxy assassination attempt.
Oh, yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, there is a lot of weird stuff about that.
Yeah, I feel like somebody jumped the gun, you know, with it. I think that's what happened.
So, if nobody knows what we're talking about, over the weekend, Trump had another rally, and
Coachella, by the way,
in Coachella, yeah, in California,
yeah, big rally,
and apparently there was another would be attempted assassin,
but not really, you know,
but like he never got far enough to do anything.
No, it did.
Like he from what I understand, he made it through like an outer checkpoint. And then he got to an inner checkpoint.
You don't know the whole thing.
What do you mean? I just read what the sheriffs had put out.
Yeah. So, go ahead. This is good because I actually like this because there's some stuff that came out that's like, this thing's all kind of a hoax.
Yeah. So I read what the sheriff did, like a press conference, and they released their stuff. And he said they had two checkpoints, an outer checkpoint, inner checkpoint. He made it through the first one with like, I don't know if he had like ID saying he lived in the area or something. He was attending the rally or something like that. Mm. So he made it through the first one. When he got to the second one, they had noticed fake plates.
Yeah.
And his van was in disarray or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then they pulled him aside and they started searching. And that's when they found like weapons and passports and multiple IDs and all that shit.
Yeah. So the story's interesting. Actually, it's rather interesting because that is what the sheriffs had said. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you Steven Crowder and Tim Pool and there's some other pretty predominant podcasts that were talking about it today. And I was like, oh, it, like the direction of it changed a little bit. The dude came out. So first of all, here's red flag one. The police officer, Coachella officer or sheriff, I believe it was, who came out, and what started this whole thing is he said, something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, I believe our officers today like thwarted an assassination attempt. Like we were able to get a guy before something happened, and that kind of got the ball rolling.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, this is the same police officer, by the way, that if you remember, he had a video during the I don't remember what year it was, but where he took a knee with the Black Lives Matter protesters in California. He was one of the cops that like got with them, and they were hugging him, and he took a knee and joined them. You know what I'm saying? And so there's some people speculating that this guy kind of likes the limelight. He likes to be, he wants his name out
there.
Attention
seeker.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting. And this is red flag one. The man was arrested for having guns that were illegal guns on him. But he was released on $5,000 bond.
Yes. They arrested him, and then he was almost immediately released.
Yeah. He came out and made a video.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He came out and made a video, and he said, listen, this is a bunch of nonsense. He's like, I've literally been to 20 or 30 Trump rallies. I've literally been within touching distance of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I know his son. Like, we've had things with his son. He was at the RNC
convention. Apparently he is like a part of some group too. It was like some freedom or whatever. Yeah. I don't forget what the actual name of it was.
Yeah, there's a name for it.
But there was a chick on Twitter that said, I know this guy. He works with me in this organization. He loves Trump.
Yeah.
Like, he's been to all this. Like, this sounds like a setup to me.
Yeah. So they said that he came out and said, like, listen, man, I've gone to tons of rallies. I've been to personal events. Like, his son knows me. I've talked to them personally. I've been so close to Trump that I could put my arm on his shoulder. He's like, there is I love Trump. I've campaigned for Trump. I've got votes for Trump. What it seems like is this dude is one of those dudes who, sovereign citizen, if you will, who doesn't believe in, having the license plate, which is why you had the fake plates.
Yeah. And which is probably why it was also unregistered at all.
Yeah. Having multiple IDs. I'm not saying that's a good idea, but.
And multiple passports.
Yeah. Some people were saying like,
I don't know. That's just what the statement said from the sheriff's office. I don't know.
I think, listen, he should get busted if he had guns that were, had the marks, all the identification scratched off and all this other stuff. And I would say, first of all, you shouldn't take guns to a rally, period.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just dumb. I would say a mistake or stupidity on his part, even doing it. Let's say he was totally innocent, love Trump. You don't do that, right? Especially with the height of
you're
asking for trouble, man. The other thing was, is the whole thing spiraled because the sheriff came out and made that statement. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where he was saying that. So at the end of the day, we'll see what happens, but if he was a real threat, he wouldn't have been released on bond for $5,000. It would have been much, much more, if not no bond, right?
True.
And he claims that what you were saying with he had VIP passes. Oh. And he, in the video, says
that's why he had to go through the multiple checkpoints.
Yeah, so he had VIP passes. They claim that they are fake. He's like, they're absolutely not fake. And you can ask the Trumps themselves, like, something to that effect of,
yeah,
I was personally given those. It sounds like there's a huge misunderstanding. There's some weirdness to it. There's some things that don't really add up as a whole, because he also claimed that he's never even shot a gun before, which I find interesting.
Then why would you have...
He had a pistol and a shotgun. That's what he had. But here's the thing. Sometimes, not to be rude, but sometimes those guys, they live in their vans, bro. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe that's where he had all of his stuff. I don't know.
I don't know if he lives in the van or not. But I feel like if you're traveling around doing these things and you're in these organizations where you're doing promotional politics and like all that kind of stuff, you're probably getting paid to do so. So maybe if he's just choosing the van life, I don't know.
Well, listen, the sovereign citizen thing's a weird one. I'm not against a lot of it. I think a lot of them are morons. I got to be honest with you. I think a lot of those people are morons, and I understand the what they're doing, and I understand the whole, like, the Constitution and everything behind it. But there's also a way to handle things, and most of them don't do a good job. Not saying him. I'm just saying when you watch videos, they get their windows broken out and yanked out of the cars. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so much easier to just be like, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong, and then sue the department afterwards if you feel like you had your constitutional rights fucked with. But with that said, like, a lot of those people believe, obviously, that you should be able to carry anywhere, anytime, And maybe that's what he was doing. I'm not trying to make excuses, but what I ultimately think is that this wasn't an actual attempt.
Yeah, probably not. I mean,
I think they used it. I think the guy was using it, if you want my honest opinion.
Was using.
Apparently, the sheriff is a pro-Trumper, apparently.
Okay.
Shockingly. But I also feel like he seems like the kind of guy that wants some attention, wants news on him.
The sheriff does.
The sheriff does. The one that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Bonnetary or whatever the hell his name is, something like that. I'm not sure. Why would you say that? You don't have any proof that he was going to do anything at the time.
Well, I mean, if you were going to kind of bend the truth a little and fake something like that, then being a sheriff in California would be the place to do it.
Sure.
If you're trying to win back some credibility.
Sure.
Amongst voters.
Sure.
Say, hey. Like, this was about to happen, and we stopped it here in California before.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, is it wise for a person of power, you know, like a sheriff, to come out and make statements that he's not real sure about? You know what I'm saying? Because coming out and saying that there was an assassination attempt, or they possibly, you know, stopped an assassination, I feel like that's kind of bold when, you know, you don't really have much information about, you know, there was nothing really to it at this point. You had a guy who was suspicious. Let's say we give him that, right? The guy was suspicious. He had weapons. If he was a real threat, I think what speaks volumes is that the bond was so low. I think that's interesting. He has court like in January, you know?
Yeah.
But he came right out and made a video, and he's like, this is a huge misunderstanding. I feel like they're going after me. He feels like that they're purposely trying to use him as a person. And he's like, you guys can look at my records. You guys can see all the information I have. I've been campaigning. They even showed the video of him at the RNC walking around. He was talking about, like, you know, getting votes for Trump and how some of these people are fucking bullshit people. And, you know, so I just find it interesting. The other play is there a chance that the Democrats will use this as, like, even Trump's personal fans are becoming radicalized? You know what I'm saying? Like, could they do that?
They could try to spin it that way, but I think they'd get called bullshit right off the bat.
You think? We'll see. I bet you this just goes away.
I guarantee it goes away. They don't have... If all they have is that he was supposedly a sovereign citizen and he probably did things the wrong way, just showing up there the way he did.
Yeah.
They don't have anything else to go off of.
Yeah. I don't know that he was, like, close friends with anybody. But he knew a lot of people, and he said, he's like, listen, I know a lot of people that work for the administration. I know people, I've been, you know, to parties with all these people. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, I'm curious if you'll see Trump or even any of the sons or anything come out and talk about, like, hey, you know, we do know him. You know, he's been helping us and that kind of stuff. I'd be curious if that happens or if they just leave it alone.
They're probably just going to leave it alone.
Probably. But, like, you know, I feel like you want to nip this stuff in the butt because, like, at the same time, like, this is a serious topic. Assassination attempts has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's been serious. And so, like, you don't want these things that are, like, half fake and possibly nothing to, like, stem into something when there's real stuff actually happening. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So it'd be nice if they say, hey, we do know him. Yes, he fucked up. He shouldn't have brought weapons to, you know, to a rally in his car.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just find the story very odd. Very, very odd, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's because nothing even came close to happening. It's weird how quickly it blew up.
Yeah.
And obviously that's all from, like you said, the sheriff immediately coming out and just... assassination attempt, just immediately throwing that out.
Yeah.
Now, the last one, when he was at the golf course, I can see immediately throwing out the assassination attempt. He was literally waiting at the fence with a rifle.
Obvious. It's obvious.
Obvious.
It's obvious. But people carry weapons in their cars.
They do.
And so that's where it's like...
I wouldn't be surprised if they were to search all the vehicles there, that they wouldn't find a lot.
I bet his car smelled like shit. I'm just saying.
You think so?
Probably. Yeah, I just feel like sovereign citizen. When I took a picture of one the other day. I don't know if I saw it on my phone, but I took a picture of a car the other day that was a sovereign. He had the license plate that said, like, you know, don't fuck with me. I'm a fucking, you know, it was not literally. And I just looked at his van. This dude was in a van. And he clearly lived in the van. And I was like, man, that van just looks stinky. It just looks like ripe, you know?
Yeah. I
feel like that. You don't see a lot of, like, clean, healthy sovereign citizens.
I've never met one.
They're just always off, you know, and it's like, that's what sucks is, like, I'm with you, like, you know, I do think that there's rights being taken, but there is also a ways to handle certain situations. Yeah. You know, it makes it harder. You're not going to look good at the end of the day if you don't, you know, I'm not saying bend the knee, but like shit, you can sue the police department. If you, you know, if you go fine, I'll get out of the car and you can handcuff me and do your shit and whatever you want to do.
Do you think that becomes what happens here is he ends up suing them?
It depends on the defamation. You know, that's where the issue is the sheriff came out and said that this could have been assassination attempt, which let's be honest, right? Like if any person went to a rally and that was put on them, right? Mm-hmm. And there was no intention, your job, are you going to get fired from your job? You know, are people going to look at you like that guy, he could have been a killer.
He probably won't get fired.
Well, I think he works for himself to be fair, but.
Oh, you mean the assumed assassin?
Yeah. I'm just saying like,
I thought you were talking about the sheriff. Like,
no. I'm saying the assumed assassin. I'm saying that's a huge label to put on somebody.
Oh yeah.
Like everybody's going to be like, man, I think you did it. Especially with the way that the world is right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people are going to hate him thinking that he did, even if there's no proof that he actually was doing anything. I think you got to let this play out, I guess, at the end of the day.
Yeah, see where his court case goes. And then if I was him, if he truly wasn't mm-hmm. that, I would sue.
Yeah, because the sheriff did come out and say that. And yeah, even so if it was a backhanded comment.
You could sue the sheriff's office yeah. and him personally.
Yeah, make him do a formal apology so people understand that it wasn't real, if that's what really yeah. happened. So I think that's interesting. I don't know why we got on that, but that was one of the things.
Yeah, that was one of the things.
The other thing, obviously, that happened the other day was just the robot convention. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Elon's Tesla announcement.
It was just an interesting party of robot and technology.
I didn't watch the entire thing. I just kind of looked at like what was being yeah. presented and what was going on, or like yeah. the whole aspect of the whole thing.
Yeah, it was interesting setup. I did watch.
Yeah, quite I did a bit see like he had like a whole like three different little towns set up or yeah. whatever, and like Westworld yeah. and fucking like yeah. Tesla. City or whatever, and then there's another one. Well, but I think he set that up as a demonstration because he introduced the robots, obviously. The humanoid robots, yeah. And they were actually working there as bartenders and stuff,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Which was, I seen a video of that, which was kind of, it was interesting.
I don't know if I buy it, right? I got to be honest.
What do you
with
mean?
You. I don't know, man. I've seen some videos, so I'm not trying to take credit. I think I've seen many videos where people are questioning these robots. And I do find it interesting because the way that they talk, it sounds like somebody is speaking somewhere else. So,
well, I mean, it's probably going to.
Well, no,
it's just coming from a speaker.
I know, but like it seems like a human is controlling the robot. That's mm-hmm. the way I look at it right now. Obviously the robot's movements are robotic.
I think
movements.
It's going to seem weird because we've never seen anything like this.
Maybe.
Not even close to this.
No, but when there was this one dude who was talking, I don't want to say interviewing, but he was filming and he was at the thing and the robot and he was talking, he's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And the robot was like, oh, hey Mark, how's it going? You know, it just sounded like, okay. So when you go to like Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have the characters.
Yeah.
And, like, especially in Star Wars land, right? They have the robots and shit. And, like, there is a handler in the crowd at all times. You can always spot him. But, like, there's, like, a, you know.
Like, controlling him? Like, remote
yeah.
control car?
There's, like, so, like, you know, there's, like, Grogu, who's with the Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. There's, like, the robots, like, R2-D2, shit like that.
Yeah.
And they come in and they're interacting with the crowd. But if you look around, you will see a dude who's got like a, you know, like a fanny pack or something. And he's got like a control inside. He's, you know, 10, 20 feet away. And he's you know, controlling the robot for the crowd. And I kind of felt like that's what this looked like to me, is that there was somebody nearby or like observing or even on camera in a back room somewhere who was speaking for the robot. Like the robot that didn't sound like AI robot to me.
Well, I know that's what was interesting to me too, because it didn't sound like robot voice. It sounded like
a dude,
a regular dude voice,
which
could be done with AI.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. Listen, I mean, I guess it can be done. I'm certainly not saying to your point that it can't be done, but what I am saying is, it seemed organic. And maybe that's the scary part, is it is organic, almost seeming. But I'm sorry, there's not much that's convinced me right now that there's those robots that they, at least that they had there,
yeah,
weren't being voiced by somebody in the background communicating. It just, there's something about it.
What would be the benefit of that?
That it's not quite ready, you know?
Yeah, but he's been working on these robot things for
several
years now.
Yeah, the robot in itself is a robot, you know? It's just, it is what it is. It's, the technology is interesting and stuff, but the voicing part is, you know.
I think this might have the robot voice in it. Let's play this.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
It sounds like Chad in the background, bro. Just yeah. See, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all.
It does sound like
he's being voiced by somebody else.
If somebody was inside that thing,
inside of it, or
but I mean, has
think of it, think
is
of it
the
like
technology a, there to replicate a human voice at that level?
Sure.
Where it could be, I mean.
Sure, but
and it's gonna sound weird if it's coming just from a like a very low quality or mid range speaker for it to come out of.
I don't know how to explain it. Listen, I'm with you 100%. Like I get what you're saying, and I'm battling it, but at the same time, like man, if I had a gun against my head, and I'm like, okay, is that really AI speaking? Or is that a dude who's, you know, obviously you have this robot, has cameras and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as a drone. Somebody's got a headset in the back with
and
the
a virtual fucking, so he
and
can see what
they're
the
seeing,
robot sees.
What they're doing. It's too natural sounding. It's too weird. It's not AI sounding at all. We've seen
the,
AI.
The only thing I would disagree with that about is because he came out and said these robots are going to be able to buy next year.
Listen,
if the AI computer voice and that technology wasn't there yet, there's no way he'd be able to start selling them next year.
Well, yeah, but how many times have we been sold on something? Not just this kind of technology, but just things.
And it just being shit.
And it's not at all what they said it was.
Yeah, true.
That happens a lot. And
but
so,
but I feel like that's a big part of it. Like if you are selling these completely fucking interactive fucking home helper fucking robot things, and they'll communicate with you, and they have their own dialogue, and they have their own shit, and that's what you're advertising, and then you start selling them, and they're nothing like that.
But see, that's
your
the thing,
business
though.
Fucking goes in the shitter immediately.
True, but I haven't seen anything from any commercial or any kind of thing, info, promotional thing for these robots that say they sound like that. So what I'm saying is for this party,
well,
could they have had, because he's not going to come out and say that. It's a, you know, people are interested in it. I could see him actually doing real audio on these for the party. Like, hey, these 10 robots are going to be voiced by these dudes who are back here. They're the ones that are interacting. We want it to be real and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual robot that hits market is going to be your generic, like, hi there, Chris. My name is John. How are you? You know, like just this very generic.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I was Elon, like I wouldn't be able to settle with that. I would feel like with his cars, with these, I feel like if you're releasing this, the voice interaction has to be spot on.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be real. I don't see many people buying these. I just don't.
You don't think so?
No.
I honestly didn't know. Think a lot of people were going to buy Tesla trucks. But
Tesla makes sense. And so to the point, like Teslas are very expensive. Tesla trucks are really expensive.
Oh, yeah. You're $100,000 easy.
Hard to get. And so like I get that. So like the wealthy are going to probably purchase these things or something.
Several of them driving around here.
There's multiple. I saw a white one the other day. It was actually pretty sick.
Oh, did you?
I saw a white and I was like, that looks a lot better white. I actually really like
it. It does look better colored.
Yeah, there's a
like,
purple one.
Instead of just
around.
Like the stainless steel color, like I've seen a black one that looked actually sick.
Well, Shaq's Tesla is pretty dope, dude.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's all blacked out and fucking, it's pretty dope, dude. Mm. Yeah.
I seen one where somebody did, or some, I don't know who, a group or a company or something,
yeah,
made it look like a rally truck.
Oh, that's dope.
did like the big tires and the fucking whole custom paint job and like all that shit. And it was actually really cool looking.
Yeah. Point is, though, I think rich are going to buy it. Maybe. But like, do they really want them? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, I think we're ripe for the market. I think people are like aliens. Like, we're ready for technology, and I think some people are ready for it. But here's the thing. Those things are going to be, they said, be what, $20,000 to $30,000?
Yeah.
You know, people struggle, even with good-paying jobs, to go buy a $40,000 vehicle. You know what I'm saying? And that's a vehicle that you need every day.
True.
So, I think this is going to be a slow burn. I think this is what you're seeing with, like, the... And that's another thing that happened, obviously, with the rocket stuff that he was doing. All that stuff is for the long-term goals, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's stuff that you could, you know, there's good ideas for it, but it's really, like, just the beginning stages of implementing something that hopefully really sticks in the next 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that's where Elon's head is at.
The price point doesn't really change or gets more expensive, or the longer they go on, it's going to get cheaper. Do you think he'll want it to be able to be cheaper to get it into more homes?
For sure. That would be the goal. But the problem is in order for it to be cheaper, you have to mass produce it and people have to actually buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that we're at that point. Because
why wouldn't he be able to just run it through his own fucking Tesla factories?
Well, I mean, he can, but there was a motorcycle. I actually watched this video. I know it's off topic, but it's very on topic. There was a motorcycle made by Honda. I think it was Honda, and I can't remember the name of it, but they only made like 1,000 of these motorcycles, and they were really expensive. They were like $29,000 off the market. This was like 2003.
Okay.
They lost, every time a motorcycle was bought, they lost like $15,000. And the reason is because every piece on this motorcycle was unique to this motorcycle. They didn't reuse.
They were literally just promotional pieces.
Yeah, it was after the Honda Shadow, and I can't remember the name of this bike, but it was a really big bike. All the pieces were made for this bike. There was almost no pieces that were from other Hondas. So, you know, factory wise, stamping, all the things were created for this bike.
Yeah.
And they wanted it to be like a luxury low model thing. The problem is when you do that, the costs are so expensive because you had to build all the stuff out to create the bike, but you're not selling enough to make that paid off and make a profit on it. That's where I see this being problematic. Now, Elon has enough money that he probably doesn't care that he's going to make money back on it right away. Mm-hmm. Again, that goes to that whole like 30, 50 year plan, right, of having these things fall into place. But at 30 grand and all the technology and all the money that was spent by scientists to do it, I feel like this is a loss for a long time. This is going to be a huge loss. And Tesla was a huge loss.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting to see what the numbers were that actually goes into making one of those.
Yeah, but they're selling it to the people, which they're selling it for just regular people. Like, oh, he can help your kids learn.
Yeah, and that's the difference
dishes.
Between like what he's doing with this and then who was it? There was another company that was doing it was BMW.
Yeah.
BMW kind of doing the same thing, but they were more making theirs to work in their factories from what the thing said. Like the first batch of them was going to work in one of their distribution factories or whatever it was.
Sure. Maybe that's the goal. They're selling this as more of a personal use, like a home use thing.
Yeah.
And I got to be real. I do not believe that people want this right now. I think we can watch it. And this is just me being my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying we watch it and we're like, oh, that's interesting. Like, that's something we've never seen. That's pretty, you know, pretty cool or not cool or however you feel about it. But do you want one really in your house? Like, that's...
I think it's going to be... I think people will buy it just because it's the first fucking... This is the beginning. And,
see,
like, maybe a fucking 70 years down the fucking road, you can go to fucking... Antiques Roadshow and say I have Tesla
maybe.
Robot number one.
But there's also the counter to that is this is the first one, and do you trust this to work right?
That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people will buy it, but they won't buy it because of what it's being advertised that it can do, like clean up your stuff, take care of this, watch your kids, be a companion in the house. I don't think people are necessarily going to buy it with that, because who's honestly the first batch of these things, they're just going to let it babysit their kids and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You come home, your kid's head's falling off because it just it goes into...
like
I don't really trust it, man.
I seen a fucking... Somebody posted the other day. It was like the new fucking advertisement for this... I don't even remember what this robot's called. Optimus.
Yeah.
And it was literally a scene from iRobot where they're just fucking attacking everybody.
Well, that's interesting you said that because the iRobot thing is actually interesting with this whole... All the stuff that he put out was seemingly from iRobot. Yeah, there's pictures.
What do you mean?
The taxi, the bus, the figures, like these actual robots, they almost are identical to the iRobot stuff. Like pretty. Look that shit up.
I will.
Look on X and just say iRobot versus Tesla. Like, just see if you could find it there because there's some screenshots of very similar. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you can find it. It better pop right up. There it is. Look at that. It's pretty goddamn close, man. It's pretty close, dude. You got a fucking rolling fucking box. The doors.
Okay, the car is pretty close.
The car is close.
I mean, even the robots are close, but the face, obviously the face is. But.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, look at the fucking transport unit. It's the same, like.
The difference is, this is, like, the one from the Tesla one is, like, public transportation stuff.
Yeah.
And this was a transporter of robots.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that
But I guess if you're buying a Tesla robot and you have it like going and getting your groceries, they're also going to be riding the fucking bus.
I can't imagine they're taking your Prius, you know, but maybe.
Tesla's driving your Tesla.
And listen, I'm not saying, obviously with this, and I got to be honest with you, I love the car, dude. I think the car's sick looking.
Taxi thing?
I think it's cool as fuck, man.
I think the bus is cool looking.
The bus looks like a turd.
I think he said the bus doesn't have an estimated date of when it could be available for whatever, but I think the car was 27.
The bus, he said, will be that bus. He did say that. He goes, this is what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to, this is the model. Like,
but the production side of it is to be determined.
And again, listen, am I against it? Like, no, like I can understand the use to it. My thing with the car, the taxi, has no steering wheel, no brake pedals. My thing is like, you sell that as the new Tesla model? Because I got to be honest with
you.
No,
he's not.
No, I know. I'm saying, I'm getting sick of Teslas. Like, the body style hasn't changed. I think they were cool when they came out because there was, like, a different body style. But we've seen the same style over and over and over and over. There's no second generation to the Tesla, in my opinion.
Well, they haven't been really around that long. I mean, back in the day, how long did the GM or Ford have the same body style for a decade?
Yeah. When was the Tesla? What's that called? The Tesla Model S? Or when did Tesla come out? When did it come out? Because I want to shoot on this, dude. I like this. 2003 is when it was founded.
Production 2012.
Dude, that is 12 years, bro. 12 years on a same style model. Let's be real. That's a long fucking time, dude.
Well, are they the same style model? I don't know.
I think they have some technology advancements, obviously, but I'm saying the look of the car. It's like you have an electric car. You have more interior space because you have less things in it, right?
Yeah.
You have all these options. Now, they came out with that fucking SUV thing years back, and that was like kind of a new, and they had the Roadster, which they never even fucking made that shit, really.
Then they got the truck.
But the car, you know what I'm saying? Like, think of a Honda Accord, and it looks exactly the same for 13 years. Like, people would be like, I'm sick of that fucking Honda. Like, it's the same fucking Honda. Like, oh, it has an upgraded motor.
I wouldn't be surprised if a little bit different versions of this taxi thing end up coming out as a new.
No one gives a shit about that. Listen, who's buying that? Who's buying that taxi? You think fucking the yellow cab's buying that taxi? I don't think so.
No?
No, because it's like...
They get a lot of overhead. They got to pay their drivers.
But nah, maybe. Maybe.
No,
but like,
definitely.
I know, but here's the thing. How much is that going to cost?
I think the price range came out around that, and I think it was... I think somewhere between 30 to 50.
Suck my dick. Dude, that's not going to happen. You got these old yellow
Lincoln
Town
wrong.
Cars, you know what I'm saying, that these fucking cab companies have. They're not going
to... I'll see if I can find it. I fucking can't remember what it was.
Look at Tesla cab taxi price.
All right. The Cyber Cab two-seater... robo-taxi without steering wheels was priced around $30,000.
Okay. Okay, but see, for like, if you if that was just Tesla model, like the,
and
you know,
the car and the robot is the same price, basically.
That's fine. If that was, it was $30,000, I could see people buying that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's cheaper than most of the Teslas. Right? And that's like a, that would be a good model. It's a cool looking car. Put a fucking steering wheel in the damn thing. Put some pedals in the damn thing and sell that car. It's a fucking cool little economy style electric car. You know what I'm saying? You want to get people into the thing. You can't have $60,000 price points. You get a $30,000 price point on a cool little car that actually has some cool features. You know, people young yeah. are like, that's a cool car. You'll sell it.
Exactly.
But like,
which is why it would be, it'd be simple for a fucking actual taxi company to buy up a whole fleet of those fucking things.
But see, I think with the taxi stuff, man, a lot of those guys are just like delivery services, man.
I think this is what that's aimed for, though, dude. I think that's why it's called the fucking robo-taxi or whatever.
It is.
But, I mean, that's, he wants cities to be, become futuristic, to become what we've always envisioned them to be, but yeah. for some reason have never got there.
But see, here's the thing. It's the same issue that they're going to have with the semi-trucks, man. You have all these companies. You have different companies that run taxis. You know what I'm saying? Even in our small town, we had Owl Taxi or whatever the fuck it was yeah. in Longview or whatever it was called. Let's say they have 15 cars.
Mm-hmm.
They work. They function.
Yeah.
Do you really see them just saying, okay, we're going to cancel all 15. We're going to just sell these cars for thousands of dollars because they're old shitty. And we're going to invest in 15 new $30,000 cars. And
they're not going to get rid of their whole fleet. No.
I know, but
that'd be dumb.
I know, but what I'm saying is like, who's gonna pay for it? Because most of these taxi companies already have vehicles, and they're
well, how
not
much
electric.
A year? How much a year do taxi drivers make?
But that's what I'm saying, though. Just like the delivery, when I was doing delivery work before my job,
mm-hmm.
a lot of taxi people are contracted. Like they get the car, they do the runs, they get X amount of money from those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is a city going to pay for it? Like a bus system? Like, you want your tax dollars?
It could be.
You know, but that's what I'm saying.
But even like, taxis aren't city.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the companies, I really don't see the companies investing $30,000 per car.
I do.
Man, I struggle with it. I really do.
It all pops up in fucking Illinois. So, basically, the salary of a taxi driver in Chicago this 2024 is between $41,000 and $54,000 a year.
And that's tips and shit, I'm sure. You know, they're getting
probably
tips.
But that tips. 1 year, the car is paid for. Just on one driver.
You're not tipping the taxi, though. That's what I'm saying. I feel like listen.
I know, but
a waitress makes X amount of dollars, right? But gets a lot of their money from tips. You know what I'm saying? If you have a kiosk that hands you your food, are you tipping? I know you're not. You know what I'm saying? I know you're not. I know you're not.
I do sometimes.
I know you're not.
I'm not tipping a taxi driver.
No, you're not.
That's your job to give me where.
Well, I will tip a taxi driver if they do a good job. I'll give them an extra couple bucks. But I'm saying if I'm getting like strolled around with no person in the car, I'm not paying the fucking robot. Fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need the cash. You know, somebody else is going to get that.
That's, I know.
Yeah, but my point is like, those drivers still drive. People want that communication sometimes. I'm not saying all people that get in a taxi want to communicate.
Okay, so this one says, well, this is from 2014. So, I mean, I guess whatever.
Yeah.
It says, a study found the average taxi driver in Chicago earns $34,000 or $12 an hour.
Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, most of them are contracted in there, I think. And they're willing to work extra
hours. But they're still
getting
paid by the company.
They're getting a piece of it.
Yeah, you know, and if they bought these cars, then that piece wouldn't be there anymore.
Yeah, possibly.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, not possibly. There's no fucking person in the car.
I know, but listen, man, you have to understand, like, we've seen, okay, but see, what we're doing is we're ignoring Tesla's issues that they do have. Charging's been problematic, especially in cold weather.
Yeah.
Electricity is not cheap. I know the whole gas thing, but electricity is also, so not only do they have to buy these, they have to get the charging stations. You know what I'm saying? They have to charge them. They have to have the facility to charge them. You know what I'm saying? So if they have garages, do they all have charging booths now? And at the end of the day, it's the same thing with the trucking situation. Like, those truckers have the vehicles. They do not want to be forced to buy electric. You know what I'm saying? Because they would have to sell their fleet off.
Well, like I think it definitely, when it comes to like the semis and that yeah. kind of shit, I feel like it's not there yet for long travel.
Yeah. For
the long haul shit, that's where the problem comes with those. Is yeah. there isn't, you can't just fucking drive and there'd be a fucking charging station wherever you fucking end up.
But the other thing is like, okay.
Well, with the taxi things, I think it could work.
I'm just saying like that's a lot of money. I know, but here's the thing. Everybody always says, but the return of outcome is this, but I don't know if I believe that yet, because that's the same issue they have with the fucking solar panels on roofs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you don't get your money back for a decade. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a huge issue with it.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about small use, like in your RV, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or something where your basic use.
Yeah, but if you're just trying to like power your entire house.
It's so expensive that it doesn't actually pay itself off in any length of time. In fact, most of the homes that we were looking at when we were looking to buy here, if they had, I mean, even our realtor said like, hey, if they have the fucking solar panels on the roof, you actually need to ask about that, because most of them haven't paid that shit off.
And no,
you
have I agree.
You have to pay that off.
If you're wanting to power a full on 3,000 square foot house yeah. and run all the amenities you'd normally run, yeah, you're gonna have to invest a lot of money in solar.
Yeah. Insurance, what's that gonna be like? That's the stuff we haven't even talked about. Like, what is a robotic driving vehicle on the streets of a major city? What does insurance look like for that? Like, it has to be more. It has to be more.
Because,
first of all, it's an uncertainty that we haven't actually explored yet. And so the insurance companies are going, I don't know if you've watched the videos. I've seen them. Go on YouTube, go on TikTok and watch videos of self-driving cars. And they fucking, sometimes they just panic, bro. And they get out in the middle of the street and they're just clogging up traffic and they back up and they're fucking, and cars are waiting because they get confused. They do get confused because their sensors all of a sudden, like, let's say, you know, there's road
because they're surrounded by human beings that can't predict.
Yeah. And there's like, there's cones up, you know, and they don't understand, like, they've gone down the wrong side of the street because the street that they're supposed to go down is blocked and they just drive the opposite way. There's issues. I'm not saying it's not something that can be fixed by any means. I'm just saying, again, are we even ready for this yet? Are insurance companies ready? What if it takes out somebody? What if it kills
a passenger? Never going to be ready until you're forced to be ready.
I just think,
like having kids, man.
Yeah.
You're never ready to have kids. No one fucking is, but you do it anyway. And then you fucking figure it out. You figure it out.
But see, that's different because you control the kid. You know, like at the end of the day, you
control the car.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't. That's what I'm saying, though. Here's the thing. I think when you're looking at this shit on video and you're seeing images of it and they're promoting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, and especially because we're both car guys. We both love cars, hot rods, we like motorcycles, all that shit. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, I'm looking at it from the eyes of, it's a sick looking car. That's like got good body lines. It looks
super
nice.
Streamlined.
Very cool, man. Like the idea is really cool, but I'm not buying that. I'm not going to buy it. I would never buy it. Like me personally, as much as I love them and I think it's a cool looking car, you ain't getting my money for that.
No, I'm not. I would never buy one either, but I think they could work economically.
Maybe, but I feel like that's going to come down to taxing.
I think it will become normalcy for utility purposes and within city limits strictly for a while.
I think in order for that to work, man, I guess what I'm coming down with ultimately is I feel like the only way, how did Tesla work? Tesla got a lot of money from the government to subsidize the fact that they were losing a lot of money for many years. And what I don't want is I don't want this to become a thing where we as taxpayers have to pay for these things because they're trying to push it forward. Like the town, the city of Houston or the city of Portland, Oregon, or where, name your town, right? Says, guys, we want to invest in these taxis. We think it's good for the environment. You know, and it's only going to cost us $20 million to run this whole fleet. And we have to pay for that shit. I don't want to fucking deal with that shit. It needs to happen organically. It has to happen. And maybe we're not there. Maybe we are. But it has to get to a point where the cost and the safety and the whole nine is something that everybody goes like, this is the right thing now. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's in 10 years. Maybe that's in 20 years. Maybe it's next year.
I think it will work naturally. I don't think it'll end up being like, oh, we have to use this much money in tax dollars to implement this. Otherwise, it will never become a thing.
Yeah.
It could. They've done that shit before. Mm-hmm. But I think there's also going to be those people that buy this car and use it as their own fucking Uber thing, which they don't even have to be there for.
Possibly.
I think there's probably going to be a lot of that. If they can afford to go buy a car and make money doing it, why wouldn't you buy this car that can drive itself and then just use it to fucking make you money?
I just, I just don't like them. You know, like, I don't like the idea of it.
I just don't trust them.
No, I like the idea of the car, but I'm telling you, if I'm drunk and I'm at a place and that thing rolls
it'll
up.
It'll just fucking come get you.
If it comes and gets me, though, I got to be honest. I'm going to sit in there. I'm like,
where's it going to take me?
Where's the fucking guy? Where are you at? You know what I mean? And I'm going to get out because I just don't feel good about
it. Yes. Initially, it's going to be weird.
It's always going to be weird.
It's going to be. I think sometime in the future, I think just fucking this kind of technology in everyday life is going to be normal, dude.
When we're all dead. Yeah, because yeah, because here's the thing. I'm telling you, man. Like, I know it's easy right now in this moment for
I don't think when we're dead.
Here's the thing. If we were to go to the airport and they said, you board a plane and they said, guys, good news. We don't have pilots anymore. This thing is controlled by AI and we're flying. No one is going to feel good about it. No one. And it doesn't matter if it's people don't even like to fly with people piloting the plane.
People will do it.
Some will.
That plane will be full.
No.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't. No,
I guarantee you
no,
it will.
Because one of the top fears.
If one of these fucking plane manufacturers came out and.
We need a poll.
We have all we this new fucking technology and we have this plane that's fully. Autonomous.
They lose money.
They don't. I think it becomes an attraction. And I think people go to it just because it's like new fucking thing.
What you're saying is not wrong. See, now you're playing word salad here, Chris.
I'm not playing word salad.
Yes, you are. Because
I think they would try to implement this into society as everyday thing. And then they can make this do it. And that's the way they would have to do it.
It will never work. It will never work. First of all, one of the biggest fears of people in general, and just everyday fears,
is flying.
And that
but
is
they
with,
still fill up the fucking planes, don't
well,
they?
Well, they do. But here's the thing, like, because people can, like, okay, listen. And when you get in there, you go, listen, this person that's flying this plane has been doing this for probably a while.
You don't know.
I'm talking about
how many planes you flew in where you met the captain?
I see the captain hop in there.
You know how long he's been flying?
No, but that's not what I'm saying.
You don't know shit about that guy.
I know, but here's the thing.
He could be drunk.
You just see him. That's true. He could be. He could be getting a blowjob. I don't know. You know, the other guy. But here's the thing. You know that there's a person in there. And so the idea is like in a thought of like, listen, there's a pilot up there, okay, and you think whether you're wrong or right, like this guy's probably experienced, he's done this before, you know what I'm saying? He flies multiple times a day to multiple airports and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it gives you enough of like there's a human in there that is trained to do this and I feel fine with him doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's the same with the military or something, right? Like you don't know how long that person's been in compared to this person, but because they're there, you're like, he has to be somewhat trained.
I agree in some aspect like that. And even maybe like, even with this Tesla car, with it being a taxi service or with the bus that has to be determined when that's being released, there's definitely going to have to be a severe test trial for people to fully trust like what's going to happen. But I think it will still happen.
I just don't know. Yeah, I'm not convinced that the people are going to want this. Now, to your point, the younger generation who grows up with all this stuff all the time.
Like our kids?
Our kids. Depending. Like, listen, we've had these things in the past, man. We've had ideas in the past where we were going to have this. Even when our grandparents thought we were going to have flying cars at some point. You know,
here they come.
Well, maybe. But temper the excitement because Teslas have been around for a while. 2012, right? We got 12 years.
2003
was when the company started.
Yeah.
But like the actual production of the main ones that we see 2012, right? So we're talking 12 years coming on 13 years. You do see them. You know what I'm saying? Like there's Teslas around. People have Teslas. Yeah. But it's not even close to the number one selling car. It's not even close to a car that a lot of people even have. Honda, Chevy, Ford are still the number one. Why? Tesla's great. You know, in a lot of aspects, you could argue that they're fast, they're kind of fun, the technology's cool, they're not bad-looking cars, but why does Ford and Chevy and Dodge and all these other companies still outdo them? It's because people don't really want to go there. They don't.
A lot of people don't.
Most people don't. I'm going to do you when it comes to like who supports Trump. Most people don't want it. Now, obviously.
No, you're right. Most people don't.
Obviously, if you make a plane that's fully automated, I'm with you. It's like the scariest ride in the world. People are going to flock to it. Some people will be like, this is a thrill.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just your everyday. How many flights fly out on a daily basis? Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of flights every single day. Those people, a lot of them are afraid to fly, and I think they're going to be more afraid to fly, if not even just skip it totally.
But I think they'd be more willing to do the taxi thing.
Taxi, I think I agree with you.
That's why I think this what he has laid out will take off. I think it'll probably take a few years, but I think it will become a thing where you go into New York City and the fucking RoboCab fucking pulls up. Or you go fly into L.A. and you don't need to call a taxi anymore because now the airport has robo-taxis that fucking take you where you need to go.
I think I know that this stuff is all coming around and there's exciting things that are developing and I'm with you. To me, that doesn't indicate that this is right on the doorstep. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we have this stuff. I think it's interesting. I think people are interested in it. But the actual implementation where it's actually an everyday thing is, I think we're still a long ways away from it, in my opinion. I think we're minimum 10 years, if not 20 years.
I don't think so, because I don't think it's going to go to, I think it's being advertised as for the public domain, but I don't think it's going to go there first as mass producing to the public domain. There is going to be people to get them for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to really jump on the, what's the fucking word? I just lost the word I was thinking of. Not economy. Infrastructure.
Maybe.
I think it's really going to fall on the infrastructure where it's going to be public transport type thing.
Yeah, but see, that is what I'm talking about, Chris. That's what worries me is when you're talking about public transport.
Mm-hmm.
Are we paying for that? Because I don't think people will support it.
I think
Portland
they might. It might be tax dollars start like, hey, we're going to do our city buses as this. But I think there also will probably end up being startups or new companies that are going to start up new transport things that are going to be using these. And then there's still going to be the other ones that exist.
Yeah. I'm curious if that develops.
It's definitely not going to be. Boom! It's all electric. No, I know. It's going to be a mixture for a long time.
I just don't know. I think. I know we differ like personality wise on like just daily activities and shit. I like to go out like to malls and fucking socialize and like be around people. And I know you're not as into that. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, for some people, this is a positive, right? They can get into a taxi. They don't have to communicate with anybody. They just get in. Speak to this fucking thing and say, I need to go here. And it, you know, it just goes. So that's probably intriguing to some, right? Who just don't want to be bothered, who want to just get in and get on their phone and do their thing, their work, you know, whatever it has. But I like me personally, and maybe that dies with our generation and our kids don't. But I just feel like that's a human thing, dude. Like being around another person is not a bad thing. Even if you don't speak to the person, you get into a taxi, and even if you don't interact with that taxi driver, it's the fact that you're in the presence of another person. There's something to that, like, connection of the whole earth that we just, you know, being around somebody and feeling a comfortable. Anytime that there's, you see, like, trauma or, like, something happens, right? Mm-hmm. People flock to each other.
Yeah.
In one way or the other. So, like, having somebody around, you don't feel alone. And so, like, I feel like this is a weird thing where it's, like, that whole thing's transpiring where it's, like, we are kind of going
to
become
very. Well, just don't get in the robo-taxi by yourself. Make sure you got another guy in there to go down with you.
You know, I don't. Yeah, that's true. It's just if shit goes, it's just going to be like a real tightrope, man. Because like the first time that there's a major accident, you know what I'm saying? Or something goes.
Well, yeah.
And let's not even talk about the fact that like with the recent flooding and the hurricanes, these fuckers are blowing up, dude. These fucking cars are literally blowing up because salt water is destroying.
I have heard that. Like, the batteries are just fucking igniting.
I'm just saying.
Eroded.
I'm saying. There's something. You know, I just... Humans, I think, like, they want technology, but they it's, like, a lot of talk. That's how I guess I'm trying to say is I feel like we say we want a lot of these things, And personal use stuff is great. If there was a flying car, absolutely people would be like, yes, we want this, dude, because that's something we can have fun with. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can get on and fly around.
Fun, dude.
Ah, fuck, what's fun about just sitting in a car and just having nothing there? And
because you're literally in a fucking self-propelled spaceship.
Yeah, to death. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
But that's what I'm saying.
We don't know.
You remember
the excitement.
I did brass tacks. We were looking at the old brass tacks fucking thumbnails, and there was that one where that Tesla's flying off
the
cliff.
Oh, yeah, he went off the cliff, yeah.
That's
I do remember that.
I feel like that's what this is.
Ah, they've come a long way.
I don't know if they have. I'm not sure if they have, dude. There's shit that's, like, there's stuff that they could make for our homes right now that would be so much better for everybody. And we're not really investing in that.
These are all going to be implemented in those new fucking future cities that Trump's says he's going to build.
Maybe. I just don't want to pay for them. I guess that's what it comes down to. I don't want my tax dollars going to this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them. I don't want it.
I'd
give me Muhammad, dude. I want Muhammad in a fucking Lincoln. And that's what I want. I want to go a little fast. I want to feel like we're on the edge because he's going a little fast. I want to hear about what restaurants.
You want to stop and you're just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go.
Listen, I'm sure that they'll do it. I'm sure that you can talk to this AI computer in these cars eventually. Maybe
the AI in the fucking new taxi, you can just say, hey, I want your name to be Muhammad and I want you to have a fucking accent.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds bad.
Would that make you more comfortable in the car?
No, I don't know about that. No. No, I just, you know, if I can't smell the curry, I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? You can say that's rude to say, but like, come on, guys. Like, let's not joke around. We've been in taxis a few times together when we went and like most of them are Middle Eastern. That's fine, dude. They do a good job. They fucking get me where I need to go. But remember the day where you could get into a taxi and you see this on some YouTube videos where they go to other countries and they start taxiing around. It's a time where they're like, hey, man, what's some good places around here? Especially if you're flying into somewhere new. You know, you got any ideas for restaurants? Like, where's the place to go? Like, there's like a communication between these people that are constantly driving around the city. They know where they're dropping people off, the hot spots.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can get that from AI, but is it the same? That's what it comes down to.
I think
to.
It will end up being the new thing.
I hate it. I hate the fucking, like, everything's Google. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about it.
It'll be Google, though.
If you type up
Google might get fucking broke up anyway.
Maybe, so. But I'm saying if you go in, you're like, hey, best restaurant, it gives you a list. You're like, okay, well, that looks good. But if you go to somebody and they say, hey, man, you say, hey, Bob, I just met you.
Yeah.
Got any recommendations? Like, dude, this place I go to is really fucking good, man. You really like it. You believe that shit more than fucking a Google. And so that's what I think with like AI as a whole. It's like, yes, they're giving you more information. But is it like a more validated, like I don't feel as good about that information as I do if you were to tell me, hey, I just ate at this place and it was fucking really good. And I'd be like, oh, see, I'll try that out, man. That sounds great. If AI tells me it's really good, I'm like, is it though? Or is this like some bots? Or are these some like bad reviews? Because how the reviews are shit.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, when it gets old,
is it going to be more instinctive and it's going to learn from conversations had from past people in the car?
Yeah, but who are they? You know what I'm saying?
The same people you would have asked if you.
Yeah,
were
but I'm
seen
looking. I'm,
person.
Look, I'm looking at you in the eye, dude. I'm reading you. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the car will have an eye you can look into.
I don't think so, man. And what's gonna happen? What if you want to fuck in the back seat?
Is then it gonna tell no you one to see you?
Is it gonna pull you over and kick you out?
Probably not.
Please don't come in my back seat. You know.
Yeah, but there's ain't gonna be any. Like fucking Afghan guy moving his mirror to watch either.
True that, man. The bang bus is going to get
to see
your bobs. That's what I'm saying. They got that porn. The bang bus.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get one of these things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That could be the first buyer. That'd be fucking hilarious, man. That'd like, the only funny. People that want are the ones that just want to fuck a lot. They're like, I just need to fuck a lot.
Yeah, I mean, those fucking vans hold like 25 people, I said.
It's a party, dude.
It's a party.
And listen, I'm not dogging it, man. I'm not dogging it. I was watching a lot of it, and I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm like, listen, this is really cool. It's cool. It's cool that somebody's making it. It's cool that you're seeing it in person. I think all that's really cool. But I don't know if I think we're a lot of talk, and I think like we're comfortable with how things are. You know, and I'm not talking about like, you know, the bad shit. I'm just saying just cars and normal technology and the stuff that we have. I think we're comfortable.
But how many times have we just on the car thing, even between me and you, have talked about how the cars now are fucking almost all fucking the same. Like there's no fucking creativity in the way the cars are built anymore. Not like the fucking 60s. Yeah. So, and then now, not saying just Elon, but if he opens the door and now all these other fucking things start happening, there's this new fucking car that looks completely fucking different, operates completely fucking different, and now it's just, I don't trust the path, though.
And I think, like, Rogan says it best, because Joe Rogan's, like, a huge car guy, and I've always liked Joe for that. Like, he loves cars. He loves that
He loves Teslas.
He does love Teslas, but he's also said numerous times, like, if you actually enjoy driving, like, enjoy cars, or just driving, like, you can't ever take that, like, the feel of the steering wheel, the feel of shifting, you know? And that's the problem with newer shit. Like, well, it's comfortable. Yeah,
there's still always going to be the faction that is, like, still, there's always going to be that. There's just like now, there's these new cars and everything's fucking automatic.
Yeah.
Barely anybody knows how to drive a stick anymore.
No, which is crazy.
But we there's still that market. And there's still, well, not new. There's not a new market for that. But there's always a used market and there's always fucking car shows. And there's always this shit. Yeah. It's always still there. So even when if we move into the future where a lot of things become autonomous and like the future is now type thing, there's always going to be that fucking side market.
I think it's going to be overwhelming. That's where I'm at. I think people want to control what they're in and what they do. And I think that's where it gets funny is that, like, it seems nice in theory about being able to get in and just not have to think. But at the end of the day, like, people want to control what they're in. You know what I'm saying? Like, every person wants to control the environment that they're in at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, like, decision-making or, like, having it in their own hands. Like, something's going down. They want to control it. And I feel like that's a human nature thing that, like, is not just going to go away. So what I'm saying is you have these features. All these cars have these really crazy features, and most people shut those things off. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like the auto start and shut off shit. You're just like, no, fuck that. Like, I can, you know, I'm cool just holding the fucking brake. You know what I'm saying? Like, the technology's there, but is it, like, how many Tesla drivers just drive around without actually holding the steering wheel? Like, you see it. You see it, but I'm saying that feature's not actually the selling point of a Tesla. They made it sell at the selling point where you could just put your finger on there and it cruises around. But how many people actually utilize it? I'm not sure it's all that many, honestly. I think they still want to drive the car. And it's just like the gimmick. It's a gimmick.
It's the new thing, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not going to be a light switch and now everything's different.
But it's the fact that you just want to drive. You know what I mean? Like, you want to steer. You want to be able to know that you have to turn. Something's in the road and you want to turn, you know, like you don't,
but you also want to go out on the town and not have to worry about it.
Well, that, you know, but shit, I don't know, man.
Like, how, that's what I'm saying. In like the bigger cities and
have you ever worried about it? I've never worried about it.
You know, I mean, I've never worried about it.
No, that's what I'm trying to say, dude. I'm saying, like, you're talking,
but I'm not going to be in downtown New York and not worry about it.
That's true. But like, fuck, I think it's scarier in the fucking country, you know, like you go out drinking.
I don't think you're going to see that shit in the country.
No, probably not. But I'm just not saying, for like,
fucking
wink, wink, nod, nod. You're like, did I have one too many? I don't know. You know, like,
yeah,
most people are just like, listen, they know. They know if they're good or they're not good.
I've been drunk. Classic.
Classic. Stupid. Don't do that. It's not a fucking good decision. But, you know, listen, I think it's fun. I like
driving seeing drunk.
It. Listen, I'll say this. Oh. This is where I'll end it for me. And you respond. What I loved the most, and they don't do this shit anymore, but back in the day,
no,
we used to go to the international car shows in Portland. Yeah. It was one of our things. We always did the Hot Rod shows, but they had the international car shows.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do this the same way, but back then, you know, we're talking about late 90s, 2000s, you go to those shows not just to see the new Dodge or Ford or all this fucking shit, but they always had the concept cars.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
They used to always have Dodge's new concept, the new sports car that's, you know, it's just you can sit in it, but it's not a production car yet.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit. I love sitting in a car and being like, wow, this is cool. But I know it's not going to get built, and it never did get built. But it's just like, I like looking at it. It's fucking, the idea is like back in the day when the Popular Mechanics magazine, they talk about it. You like reading it. You like dreaming about what it could be.
Yeah.
But when it comes to being here, you're going to buy the fucking Ford Fusion.
I know, but that's what I think is almost cool about what's going on here is because he's building the concept cars.
I know, but, you know, and that's what I'm saying. It's exciting to see it, but in reality, is it practical? You know, and that's where it comes down to. All these cars were cool.
And that's where I think it will be practical. Because I think in order to get to the change where we've all thought it should have gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be forced. It's going to have to be, okay, things aren't going there. We're just going to keep building the same old fucking bullshit over and over again because, you know, it makes fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the envelope is going to have to be pushed, and that's what's happening.
But why? Why push it? If it's really that good, it'll naturally go there. Like, people will just quit. That's what I'm saying. That's why I've been talking about this with Tesla. If it was so good, right, and it was the way of the future, and it was everything we thought, and it's the future,
mm-hmm.
why do you not buy one? Why do the average person don't buy it? It's not just the money.
Well, no, because, like, just like I said, right now, it'd be awesome for infrastructure. For personal use, you better live in a location, where you don't have to go very far.
But it's not just that. I'm just saying, like, Ford is, you know, or Chevy, they're just better in most ways. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's just that you trust the company, or, you know,
They've been around for a long time.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, where's that vehicle? And that's what I'm saying. I don't want to force it. I want somebody to make a car where you can't deny that it is just a better vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we shouldn't have to be forced to buy a Tesla, or that, you
that's
know,
not what I'm saying.
I know that's not what you're saying, but I'm saying the government's pushing it and all these things are the day that somebody comes out and you look at a car and you're like, man, I can't find one thing that's not better about that car, you know, or the worst about that, and I would not buy that. You know, that thing is, it has great gas mileage, it's super comfortable, it looks
but somebody has to be the first.
Yeah, but, and that will happen, but I don't know that it's this.
Why wouldn't he's the first?
Well, already. I know, but I'm saying the average person may not like that car. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all futuristic, but I'm just saying, like, your generic, look at what the average person buys right now.
Mm-hmm.
Honda, Toyota, Corollas, Camrys, right? Think of what they are and what they look like. Why do they continue to go to those and not to Tesla?
Because they're cheap and reliable.
They're not that cheap, though. I mean, let's be real, man.
Not anymore.
No, that's what I'm saying. They haven't been for a while. I'm just saying they haven't. A Camry is not a cheap car anymore. I remember my grandma bought a Toyota Corolla, and it was a really cheap car.
Yeah.
That's not the case. All the technology's in these cars now. They're not just some, like, fucking, you know. So my point is, let's say you're $30,000, $40,000 into a Toyota or a Honda or something. I don't know what the price is. That's not that far off of a Tesla, and you're saying that it's not worth the extra 10? Why? And that's what my issue is because they're not that much better. They're not better in most aspects. A lot of people don't like the modern, simplistic look of these cars. They want the comforts and the padded seats and the these cars, when you sit in them, they're great. They're futuristic looking. They got all this clean lines. But we also know from houses and designs of houses, like, that shit comes and goes. You know, the idea of simplicity and clean white lines and, you know, this little thing, wood trim, like, and it's just super simple. Yeah, that's cool, and I think it has its moment, but at the end of the day, you fall back to what you're always comfortable with. And how do you take away 100 years plus of history and just dump it into this? I feel like it's gimmicky. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. I feel like it's kind of like, it's kind of representation of, like, the modern, you know, way that we think and the way that homes look and stuff, but look at how homes are, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, everything's cookie cutter, well, and
I'll just go back to what I said earlier, and I honestly think this is where it's going in the future. Maybe not all of it's going to be just electric only.
Yeah.
But it's all going to be that look. But there's always going to be a market for the old stuff. Always.
I agree. I'd like to know what people think too, man. Like, how long do you think this is going to take to kind of come into fruition, you know? Because when you watch a movie and you see, like, what they think that the future cars are going to look like iRobot, right?
Yeah.
Is that really, though? Or is that just what in our heads we think future looks like? Like, what if they made just a normal kind of looking Honda that had all this technology and it was just, like, a very normal looking modern car that we see nowadays?
Oh, you could.
It would probably sell better, in my opinion. It would probably sell better. You know, a Prius, I would argue, is probably sold more than Tesla, you know? And it's kind of a normal looking fucking Honda, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get at. Are we getting sucked into the whole, like, ooh, it's futuristic looking, but it's not really that much better. It's just, it has the body lines of what we assume is futuristic. You know, is that just its selling point?
I think the autonomous shit is pretty futuristic, dude.
It's pretty futuristic. I'm not going to lie, dude. Guys, listen, fun topic.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, though, man. If you guys haven't got a chance to go check it out, I'd love to hear your opinions on it. The robots, the fucking cars. I mean, you're right. It's right on our doorstep, man.
It's on the doorstep. And other shit. I mean, we didn't even get to that part with the whole self-landing fucking rockets and all that shit. And it's all, the weirdest thing is all the same fucking dude.
Yeah.
So
the guy that jumps around.
in the next decade, I'm actually, like, I like the old stuff, but I'm excited to see where things go.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you to an extent.
Yeah.
No planes, though. No planes. I don't want that. Fuck you, planes. No self-automated planes for me.
Not for a while.
I need somebody that can land me in an ocean safely. You know what I'm saying? All right, guys.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
We've got a couple more fucking reviews on the thing. Thank you guys a lot. We'll see you next time.
See you.